What a lie! What a bunch of leaven! You know, they savor the things which be of men. Let's get out of here. Not which be of God. Let's suffer for the name of God. Let's suffer for the name of Christ, because it is given us on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his name's sake. Philippians 1:29. But we don't want to suffer. Men love comfort. I don't want to suffer. Jesus didn't want to suffer, but he subjected himself to it because it was the will of God. Because he savored the things which be of God. That's what his mind was towards. His mind was on fulfilling the word of God, fulfilling the will of God, the things that be of God. And he's saying, Peter, you're like Satan to me, because you're tempting me away from what I need to do. That's why I say also, those who say you can't stop sinning, they are Satan telling you to walk in paths of unrighteousness, to don't even bother to seek. Well, we think you could seek it if you really want. Blah, blah, blah. You know, pay lip service. More lip service. Give it more lip service. You're going to pay for that lip service. Every idle word men will give account of in the day of judgment. And you shall account for your words, Satan. Minister of darkness. Minister of wickedness. They lead you to sin. Because they don't lead you to righteousness. By even abrogating the duty of every preacher of the gospel to teach men to walk uprightly, by just not even doing that part of it. But, you know, you don't have to say go and sin to be teaching sin. All you have to do is fail to teach people to seek righteousness, that they might perfect holiness in the fear of God. Just fail to teach that. And now you are teaching unrighteousness. Because without those promises being obtained, I guarantee you are going to sin. Yeah, that's right. You are going to sin. You, out of your own mouth, you've spoken the truth. You will sin. If you do not believe, you're going to sin. And if you sin, you're going to die. I don't care what you believe. Well, I believe, because what you're saying is, I believe I can believe in Christ and keep on sinning and inherit eternal life. Wrong. Wrong. Because if you believe in Christ, you won't keep on sinning. Unless your faith is vain. Unless you be reprobates. Verse 34. And when he called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. They're ashamed of the words of Christ. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Well, not really. That's what they want to say. Not really. Well, ooh, I don't know, Paul. Ah, you know, I see your point, but you gotta understand how people are. And you know, you know, a lot of smarter people than you have taught and studied and the doctrine and the tradition, you know, well, be careful. Be careful. I have a piece of advice for you, but I feel like I shouldn't give it. Maybe you can figure it out. It's my parable to you, Satan. You know, this is a standard Christian idea. Lose your life to save it. Save your life to lose it. We need to get, you know, our life, in this life, we have so many things available to us. So many things we could do. So many things we could go after. Pleasures, safety, prosperity. All the good things of life. But God asks us to lay it all down. For the kingdom of God's sake, be ready to suffer, willing to suffer. And when suffering comes, to go through with it. You know, we live in a time of peace in a peaceful nation. At least it's peaceful inside the nation. Outside, we do well dispatching people from their peace. You know, all for the greater good. Well, if thousands have to die, that's the price of freedom, isn't it? lose your life to save it, destroy a country to save a country. Seems so right to man, and so wrong at the same time to other men. I guess that's why they have politics, and that's why I don't get involved. Except, I'll tell you what, it's not good to kill people. And those that live by the sword shall die by the sword. That's why we ought to put the sword away. What does it profit us, though, to gain all the world? You know, people invest so much of themselves in this world, the politics of this world, the economics of this world, the sins and lusts. You know, those things are sins. But I mean, you know, the entertainments, the politics, the religions of this world. They invest themselves so much in these things, taking care so much after the body. Oh, how do I look? How do I eat? What do I drink? What do I look like? You know, what do my clothes look like? Always concerned about this life. My house. Oh, my house. I got to build up my house. Oh, my car. I got to build up my car. My money, my money, my money. You know, we lay down our lives and lay aside. The number one thing we can do to lay down our lives. There's not a lot of, you know, I don't seek out danger. But by the will of God, I accept it. But I'll tell you what. Though my life isn't threatened at the moment, I threaten my own life. I threaten my carnal life. The pleasures and the things I enjoy, I threaten them. And I put them to death. That I may obtain something better. Because to live unto God and to be alive unto righteousness, you have to die to sin. And to die to sin means that you don't sin anymore. And so there's a sacrifice that needs to happen. Besides Christ's sacrifice? Yes. I got to offer myself a living sacrifice unto Christ. It says so. I want to sacrifice my body while I yet live. If I can't die for the Lord, I'm going to live for the Lord. And lay aside the things that our hearts desire after, that we may obtain a new heart, and that our hearts may be changed, that we can live after God and die to our old life, to the way we lived after the world. You know, I've seen my life change. And the life that once was is dead. But the life that now is, I also want to die. That it can go into a completely new life.